T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hard work cleaning storm destruction made harder by grief over several deaths, including after 10 inches of heavy rain in just a few hours overnight in central Kerr County, Texas, caused flash flooding while people were sleeping.
We didn't know this flood was coming. Rest assured, no one knew this kind of flood was coming.
Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly. Cal Fire says the site of this week's huge professional fireworks explosions is being stabilized in Yolo County, California. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Left behind is twisted debris and burned ground. A huge perimeter remains for fear of more explosions. And still, seven workers at the fireworks storage yard remain missing.
Ukraine's President Zelensky calls today's phone call with President Trump very important and fruitful. Table manners be darned. Eating more than 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Again wins the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, Coney Island, New York. This is ABC News. With many hitting the beaches, there are rip current alerts in Miami. National spokesman for the American Lifeguard Association, Wyatt Wernith, is asked by ABC's Victor Akendo.
What makes a rip current so dangerous?
They're out there every day, and surfers and watermen, we use them to our advantage to get out past the waves and enjoy them. But if you don't know and you bring your family from inland America somewhere, you can find yourself into trouble and it can be a fatal day.
Swimming parallel to shore may not always work. Experts now urging to keep legs up, back of the head against the water, and using gentle movements. Trouble for locals and tourists in Greece. A new wildfire has led to evacuations in coastal areas south of Athens. Firefighters in neighboring Turkey also battling wildfires. Despite an alcohol ban for Muslims in Pakistan, those not of that religious persuasion help Pakistan's top brewery, Muri, make healthy profits. It says it plans to expand its soft drinks sector. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Bob Haig. Operation Dry Water runs through the July 4th weekend. Department of Natural Resources Conservation Warden Matt O'Brien says there's zero tolerance for boating while impaired.
Operation Dry Water puts thousands of federal, state, and local officers on the water.
Boaters should expect extra patrols on the water during the stepped-up enforcement effort. The Department of Natural Resources is stressing safe operation of ATVs and UTVs this weekend. The DNR's Jake Holsklaw.
Yeah, so I think a lot of folks are going to see some busyness out on the trails and routes this holiday weekend. We want to encourage folks to have a great time. but plan accordingly, use some wisdom in it, and make good decisions.
That includes wearing helmets, using seat belts, and riding sober. There have been 19 ATV-UTV fatalities in the state already this year. And keep safety in mind when you're handling fireworks. UW Health occupational therapist Alisa Virial.
No use of alcohol around fireworks at all. No homemade fireworks. Making sure that if you're lighting a firework as an adult, that you're lighting only one at a time and then quickly leaving that space, and that firework should never really be in your hand during the time of ignition.
Restoration of Milwaukee's Mitchell Park domes could receive some county funding.
County Parks staff are requesting $30 million for the domes project and to turn over operations to the group spearheading the restoration. The Milwaukee Domes Alliance is fundraising a total of around $133 million to fully renovate the site. The County Parks Committee will take up the proposal next week. The domes were constructed between 1959 and 1967 at an original cost of $4.5 million. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted and do it for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 89.
The calendar holds many important dates for the grain markets. The wheat market even has something called the voice of the tomb. Well, today is one of those dates for grains, oilseed, hogs, and live cattle. We're taking a look at what today's realities in the cattle market might mean for cattle producers going forward.
From Independence Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Chris Swift from Swift Trading Company and later Clay Bertram from Farm Data Services. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
Happy 249th, America. Woo! Yeah. Happy 4th of July, everyone out there. I'm glad that you're making a little bit of time with us for AgriTalk this afternoon. Really appreciate it, and hope you're having a good time. I hope there's beef on the grill. I hope there's pork on the grill. I hope there's chicken on the grill. I hope there's some variety meats.
Some people
sort
lean into turkey in these moments.
Yes.
Turkey?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All in all, I hope you are having a great time. And you know what? If you choose, I hope you're supporting the barley and hops producers out there as well. Maybe our corn growers.
Yeah, maybe they'll support that way.
Maybe the corn growers over in Kentucky. You know, stuff like that.
Sure.
Stuff like that. Oh, whatever is happening, I hope you're celebrating.
Yes.
And I hope you're celebrating the independence of this great country. I heard Speaker Johnson yesterday when he was talking about the big beautiful bill, the reconciliation bill, and how it passed and everything, and he made a reference to the United States being the greatest country in the world, and then he couldn't help himself. He had to add, and it's not even close. And he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. Yeah. It's not even close.
I read on Politico just a moment ago. I don't know if this is, I don't know if they're speculating or what, but they were talking about the president signing the reconciliation bill on July 4 and having the Freedom Doritos, the B-2 bombers that just some business in Iran on hand for the signing. How cool is that?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to say this, but I'm saying it with respect. Yes. And I'm saying this is a positive. If that's what he does, he is a showman. He is Absolutely. A showman. And in this case, mm-hmm. I'd be all for it, man.
Oh, yeah. Step I right would this be way,
all
folks.
All for it. Yes. Oh, Davis, I hope you're having a blast today, buddy.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Absolutely.
So far, so good. Markets are closed today. Government offices are closed, of course. The fireworks tents are still open. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can still get something if you need it.
If you hurry. Yeah.
If you hurry. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Hey, but you know what? They're about to go on sale, too.
So well, maybe that's right.
maybe
time they go on sale.
About 10:06. Oh, I love it. Hey, yep. Let's talk a little bit about what went on in the markets this week.
We'll have to talk about yesterday's closes, but the wheat market yeah. failed to build on Wednesday's price gains heading into the July 4th weekend. Harvest progress in hard and soft red winter wheat country prompted some pre-weekend hedge selling, while spring wheat futures were generally on the plus side of unchanged. Export sales of wheat in the weekend of June 26 totaled 586,000 metric tons, and that was at the high end of trade expectations. September SRW wheat futures opened lower, spiked resistance at Wednesday's high, and then fell back to close near session lows. On yesterday's close, September HRW wheat futures 6¼ cents lower at 536. September soft red wheat down 7¼ to 556¾. Chip?
Yeah, on the holiday shortened week, September SRW wheat up 16 cents, September HRW up just 2¼, and September spring wheat was up 18 cents on the week.
Well, old crop corn sales totaled 533,000 metric tons at the weekend of June 26. That was at the low end of trade expectations. New crop sales totaled just over 940,000 metric tons, and that topped trade expectations and helped to inch corn prices higher. USDA yesterday also reported the sale of 150,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery to unknown destinations. That's for the old crop marketing year. Professional trading funds still hold a significant short position in corn futures, and the weather forecast on Sunday evening will have a major impact on how corn prices perform next week. December corn futures opened slightly lower yesterday and near session lows, then rallied to spike resistance at 440. Before giving back most of those mid-morning gains, September corn futures yesterday, 2¼ cents higher, 420¼. These corn up 3½, 437. March corn futures closed at 452¾. That's up 4 cents, Chip.
Gave up some momentum yesterday on that setback from the highs. On the week, September corn up 8¾ cents. December corn up a dime.
Export sales of old crop soybeans weekend of June 26 totaled more than 462,000 metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations. New crop soybean sales in the same week totaled 239,000. That was also in line with trade guesses. Old crop meal sales hit more than 306,000 metric tons, and bean oil sales nearly 12,000 metric tons. USDA yesterday also announced the sale of 226,000 metric tons of old crop beans and the sale of 195,000 metric tons of bean meal, both for delivery to unknown destinations.
Yeah.
Spread unwinding capped bean oil prices yesterday and helped to lift soybean meal prices. November bean prices opened lower, rallied to the highest level in 2 weeks, Chip, and then pulled back to post a low-range close. August beans 2 cents higher, 10.55½. September beans yesterday up a penny and a half, 10.41¼. November beans closed at 10.49¼, up 1¼ cents yesterday.
That export demand that showed up yesterday morning makes me think that maybe bean prices have gotten cheap enough. On the week, August soybeans up 22¼. November beans up 24½. August bean oil up 207 points. And August bean meal up $1.80 a ton.
Old crop cotton export sales, just 24,000 metric tons, were in line with trade expectations. New crop sales of nearly 107,000 metric tons were a disappointment. December cotton futures were sharply lower on Monday following the larger-than-expected acreage estimate, then spent the rest of the week consolidating. December cotton yesterday, 17 points lower, 68.46. Chip?
Yeah, on the week, December cotton was down 86 points.
Well, let's go to your livestock. Beef export sales weekend of June 26 totaled 11,400 metric tons, down 9% from the four-week average. Boxed beef prices also posted a sharp downside correction, with choice beef down $4.09 and select beef down $1.32. Still, with the cash cattle market at a solid premium to cattle futures, futures did work to the upside yesterday. August live cattle futures gapped higher on yesterday's open and left that gap open through the settlement. August fat cattle $1.60 higher at $2.1405. August feeder futures gained 47.5 to $3.0950. And on the snout side, pork export sales just over 27,000 metric tons were 14% below the four-week average. Softening cash hog prices weighed on lean hog futures again yesterday. July lean hogs opened lower near session highs and closed near session lows and at the lowest level since June 9. July hogs yesterday all told $1.67.5 lower at $107.97.5. Chip, over to you.
On the week, August live cattle futures up 75 cents. August feeder cattle up $1.60. July lean hog futures down $5.27.5. We're talking cattle. We've got Chris Swift coming up next. We've got Clay Bertram coming up at the end of the show. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Be safe.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.51% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Happy 4th of July and welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Friday afternoon. Yeah, and the markets are closed today, but we've got some fresh perspective coming your way from Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company. Chris, it is good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
Chip, always a pleasure, sir. I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. Glad you're with us. This is an important time for the cattle trade, and I want to talk about what's gotten us to where we're at right now. What do you make of it? You know, there's a little concern that maybe the bloom has come off the rose in this cattle trade.
Well, and it may have. What we have is a big division in our basis. The basis spread tells us where we can buy cattle the cheapest, where we can sell cattle at the most expensive. And right now, it's a very wide positive basis suggesting that the cash market is trading considerably higher than the futures. And we have to ask ourselves why. And it is a belief that the cash producers, the ones actually cattle producers out there, have to be in the cattle business. If they are going to be in the business, they have to buy cattle, they have to market them, but a futures trader does not have to. And what we feel is there's a division between the producer out there, again, having to produce at these price levels, whether he wants to or not, and a futures trader going, you know what, I think he may continue to do that, but I don't have to support it at the same price level. And the belief is that were futures to run to the price of the cash market, then every producer would lay off the risk to the futures market.
Right. Well, it makes it a little more difficult for the producers to lay that risk off in the futures, doesn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
It creates a basis spread, kind of a tiger trap, for which you can't get out of. If you have to sell futures, take on some kind of protection at the lower price levels, well, you are subject to the futures market, again, always settling to the cash of that market moving up against you and the cash not having moved a dollar. So right now,
right.
This week we were somewhere around the 208 to 210 area, most futures contracts, 223 to 226 in most of the cash, and yet we saw very little movement higher in the market last week or this past week.
Yeah. Those that have known me for a while know that I am a big proponent of hedging, and when the conditions are right for hedging. Conditions are not right, and what I'm talking about there on hedging is using a straight short futures position to offset your cash position. Conditions are not right for that in the live cattle market, and Chris, this live cattle chart is just littered with carcasses of guys that have tried to call tops, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt. And we have had some big downswings in the market, and they come right back up again, clearly because of the cash markets. The cash markets continue to deal at this level. We have a large number of producers that we have built throughout the years, and we're just now this year seeing the lower numbers of volume to get to work with. So not everybody gets to work with the same volume this year as what they were last year and the previous year. And then we had another little escalade come in with them closing the Mexican border. Once they closed that down, there's 2 to as much as 5% of the southern inventory now gone along with everybody else's inventory. So it really made a very disproportionate trade between the north and the south, where everyone is having to deal with lower volume. But then to the south, they had to deal with even lesser volume than that.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. We thought we knew what the supply situation was in this cattle trade until the new world screw worm came along and screwed it all up for us. And and now all of a sudden it's an even tighter situation. Has the market fully adjusted for that?
I think so, as far as the border having been shut down. We put on probably close to $15 to $20 on the way up once we shut it down again. You know, we'd had staggered openings to begin with ever since we actually closed it in November, with very few head ever having come across the border. Now it seems like with the five-point program that Secretary Rawlins has put in place with the Trump administration, they're dead serious about getting this border open. We heard a little bit of flack back and forth earlier this week about, well, they may close it back down again. This is a very iffy situation. And I will tell you that with the Trump administration's views on agriculture, this is not a one-time ordeal. They brought the eggs down. They increased biofuel mandates when it became needed with the diesel fuel. And now they are coming in and listening to southern producers who have been very, very unfairly marked against northern producers with less volume. Now it's coming in, and those people's ears are being, our voices are being listened to. It is very disproportionate allowing the northern guys to continue to benefit greatly on a little bit more volume than what the southern guys does. And in some instances, we saw where nobody wanted that border open except for the guys in the south.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So when we talk about fundamental support for this, for the cash market, let's stay on that. I think it's important to differentiate at this point. The fundamental support on the cash market, the supply side is, even with the border opening, the supply side is still bullish, right?
It is. It's it is because of the demand side, and that's what everybody has questioned.
Yep.
We have used the word resilient for 7 months now. It's amazing of how resilient the consumer has. But when we actually work that down, it's about the same amount of beef consumption. It's literally 1 to 2% lower total beef production. Probably what the most important factor of all of that is that the consumer now is having to even eat higher amount, and we're going into the summer doldrums. So whether or not that resilience can stick around for a little bit longer, we're not real sure. And clearly the adjustments from cuts to the grind was one of the biggest shifts we've ever seen in what how beef is consumed.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, normally I'll look at that beef market and say, okay, we need to take a look at the whole muscle cuts and what the prices is on that. But, Chris, it seems to me that we've gotten to the point that if a consumer decides that they're going to have a steak, they're going to have a steak. Whether it's $20 on the grill at home or $60, $70 on a plate in a white cloth restaurant. If they decide they're going to have a steak, they're going to have that steak, which leads me to this conclusion. In the wholesale market, the price of hamburger is probably more important than the price of ribs right now, right?
Well, there's no doubt about it, because that's our major
yeah.
part of movement of the beef right now is in the grind. And we can see that, obviously, through the imports of lean trimmings. Those lean trimmings have been a hugely important part to us simply because of how low the cow slaughter has been. Now we're starting to see that cow slaughter ramp up just a little bit. At just about the same time, we're starting to see our heifer retention increase as well. So my theory over the last couple of years has been, we're going to continue to sell those heifers at the higher price, and we're going to hold Bessie back and see how many calves we can actually get out of her. Well, that right. two-year process is now probably coming to an end, where Bessie just doesn't have any more calves in her. She's going to have to be refreshed. So now we're starting to hold the heifers back a little bit. We sell the cows off, and we continue to move laterally in our supply issue, rather than what we thought at one time would be a really low amount of cattle on feed, 33 months in a row, above 11 million head. So it's very interesting how the industry has been able to keep so many cattle on feed. Next year may be the real challenge, more so than this year. But again, whatever we do with the demand aspect to the consumer, we don't want to kill that demand.
Boy, I think you're exactly right talking about next year, Chris, because doggone it. I mean, if the heifer retention is accurate. Now, is it heifer retention to replace the culls, or is it heifer retention to build the herd?
Right now, I think we're still going to move laterally. I don't think we're going okay. to build the herd anytime soon, and money is the biggest reason. If you're an older cow-calf producer, it's hard to pass up this money on heifers and then say, well, if I hold them back, I'm in another 8-year process of this. So at 62 years old, you hold that back. At 70, you're going to be right there with another cycle of having to go through again. So I think it continues to move laterally. High prices will adjust consumer demand. And unfortunately, we may not ever see a large increase in the cow herd again.
Okay, man, oh, man, there's a realization that just kind of smacks a lot of us in the face right there, is maybe we don't have to expand the cow herd. And when we come back, Chris, I'm going to ask you this question. Is the reason that we don't have to expand the beef cow herd is because we've already expanded the beef cow herd with beef genetics on dairy? We got to go there. We got to talk about that. We're going to do that next. Happy 4th of July. We are talking with Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company. We'll be back with more AgriTalk in a moment.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check yesterday's closes. For September, HRW wheat futures were 6¼ cents lower at 5.36. September soft red wheat down 7¼ cents to 5.56¾. September corn futures were 2¼ cents higher yesterday. That's at 4.20¼. December corn up 3½ cents to 4.37. August soybeans were 2 cents higher at 10.55½. November beans closed at 10.49¼. That's up 1¼ cents yesterday. December cotton, 17 points lower, 68.46. Over to your livestock. August fat cattle were $1.60 higher at 2.14.05. August feeder futures up 47½ cents to 3.09.50. July lean hogs $1.67½ lower at 107.97½. Try profarmer.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted and do it for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 89.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Friday afternoon, 4th of July. Hope you all are having a great time and spending a little bit of time around the grill. We're going to talk about that here in just a few moments. But first, Chris, at the end of the last segment, I threw something out there about does the industry not really have to worry about expanding the beef cow herd because the beef supply is being expanded by beef genetics on dairy? Is that what's going on?
It's a portion of it. Everything is just a portion in an attempt to increase beef production. And that's what we're doing. We're increasing the beef production. Now, if we ever find that beef production equals consumer demand, any greater numbers of cattle over and above that would be very bearish to the market. So, again, I look at it from a standpoint where we most likely reduce some of this consumer demand through the higher price, therefore not needing near as many cattle on there.
Okay. When you hear in the demand through a higher price, when you hear meat trimming imports in particular, we're importing beef primarily for the hamburger. What are your thoughts when you hear it? Because a lot of cattlemen out there, when they hear it, it just makes them crazy. They want to pull their hair out and say, we can't allow this to happen.
Hypocrisy runs in everything. And to be able to have free trade and only want to have exports available to you and no imports available to you is kind of a misnomer. I don't know how you're able to do that. Clearly, with the Mexican southern border being closed down there, it benefited some people greatly. And there is no doubt that a disease is horrible. It can be even worse, and it can create a tremendous amount of catastrophe within the industry. However, once we see controls put in place on everything, we still have to conduct business. And where that may have benefited the few, it was a huge detriment to the majority, not only southern cattle feeders, but the consumer itself. And we always have to watch out for you. You keep pressing somebody just a little bit too much, and finally they give up and they say enough's enough. And they either swap to a different protein, or they just eat less beef of that because of the expense of it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. In the last segment, Chris, you mentioned President Trump did something about egg prices. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a risk that consumer voice might get loud enough that they want to step in and do something about beef prices?
I don't know. That's an interesting aspect. Right now, we've seen no clue of it whatsoever. Where we really see it is in the industry. In the industry, again, we had so many people that really needed those southern cattle. And what it has exposed more than anything, the growth of production, both processing and production both, has grown immensely, especially since 2021, when $6 trillion was thrown out into our economy, and cattlemen and farmers were all privy to some of that. So we increased production, we increased processing capabilities, and we shrank the volume. We are now in a position where one of two things has to happen. We either shrink production and processing capacity, or we grow the number of animals, and we have zero signals right now that says we're going to expand the beef herd. So therefore, price rations the number of participants that can participate in this market, and that's what the market's doing right now. It is telling the United States producer, there's too many of you out there. We need to reduce this amount. Probably cattle feeding space is one of the areas where it's the biggest. And so what do we start to do? We start to contract. We start to buy one another out. We start vertically integrated supply chains that allows us to move with less risk of price fluctuation.
Do I hear a reference to Walmart there, Chris?
If you wanted to see what the beef world may look like in the next 10 years, that's exactly what you should do.
Yeah. You know, Walmart has on many fronts, you know, cattlemen like to say buy local, buy from a cattle producer that you know. And, hey, you know what? That's what I do. That is what I do. Now, every now and then, I'll slip into a Walmart or whatever and just to sample, really, when you get right down to it and see how good the quality is. But it's really difficult to deny the positive impact that Walmart has had on beef demand in this country, isn't it?
It's the best it's ever been. They're the largest beef seller in the United States. And so you talk about they wanted to buy from a local producer. Well, those guys at 44 Farms, a lot of those are local producers. It just happens to be sold through the Walmart chain. And again, there is nothing wrong with that. Not everybody has a place that they can go and go to a local butcher. Look at where the people live. They live in New York City, they live in Chicago, and they live in California, and in Los Angeles. All of those places have somewhere around some kind of local, but not to the extent of the millions of people that live in that area. So Walmart's a huge boost on there. And not only that, it in theory, it is local. So,
yeah, I'm with you. Okay. Talk to me about what cattle traders and producers should expect post 4th of July.
That's interesting because next week starts the big video sales. We will sell as much volume in the next 3 weeks as we pretty much will for the remainder of the year. A lot of those cattle won't be delivered until the September, October timeframes, but they'll be marketed on those video sales. There has been a push to pull cattle forward. Again, we go back to the basis. Where's the highest price to sell cattle? Where's the cheapest place to buy cattle? Today is the highest price. Last week, we saw a significant increase in stocker and feeder cattle volume being moved prior to this week, pulling cattle forward. We know that cattle feeders are looking at some really excessive weighted cattle out there going, if we don't get them killed this week, they may not make it to the butcher shop. Type of aspects there are going to continue to work into the market.
Okay. So on these video sales, if you are negotiating or setting the price on those calves before you take possession of them in October, you're leaving yourself with a lot of uncovered risk. What do you do to manage that?
Well, actually, you're not. The risk then becomes the production side of it. You have no more price risk. So something that we try to help our clients with, if you're going to sell on the video sale, yet you're not going to deliver to September, a lot of them assume that they want the September contract. That's not correct. Once those cattle sell physically, you have zero risk. Price risk, let me rephrase that. You have zero price risk. Those cattle are already marketed and sold. Your risk then becomes production, making sure that all of them live and gain to the weight that you specify upon delivery.
Okay. All right. Great point. I mean, you turn the price risk into physical risk and keep them alive, get them up to weight. Is there anything that, how aggressive should a guy be? I mean, should they go ahead and take this July cash price?
Well, it's the highest price available to you. And a lot of that will hinge on when the cattle are ready. We hear that all the time. Yeah, but my cattle won't be ready for another week or two. And when I hear things like that, that tells me somebody else has already got them bought and they want them at that specific weight there. Again, more vertical integration on there. Because if that were not a case, why would it matter whether I sold them this week or next week? We're talking about maybe 3 to 5 pounds difference on it. And I understand that might make a lot of difference. But in all honesty, the higher price will always offset the more weight gain.
All right. All right, Chris. Man, this is awesome. What's the biggest risk to the cattle market right now?
The basis alone. I can't do anything without exposing myself to the basis. If I sell fat cattle futures here, I run the risk of the basis. Cash can stay right exactly where it is. Futures can run to the level of cash, and I'm going to lose on that position in the futures. In the feeder market, where it's a little bit narrower than in the fat, that's where the risk runs to the backgrounder. Now, to the cattle feeder, if you think about it, I can go out in March and I can buy feeder cattle for $2.91. Wow, that's a whole lot cheaper than $3.14, $3.15 where they're trading at right now. So again, the advantage to some is great. It's really bad to the others, especially the marketing side right now. But to the procurement side, anytime I need cheaper inventory, all I got to do is buy it in the future. I can do it with fat cattle, and I can do it with feeder cattle.
Does the cash market hold in here?
It's testy right now. And again, we go back to, and this is something I do not know, how bad does a cattle feeder or a backgrounder or anyone in the cattle industry want to be in the cattle business? Because if you want to be in it, you're going to pay these prices regardless, and you're going to average them out through the years. If you don't want to be in the business anymore, this is the place to get out. It's the top of the market for what we know right now. And it's going to become even more difficult to you. You as a smaller producer will most likely have to assume more risks in order to continue to produce, or you find yourself within a vertically integrated, if you're big enough, within a vertically integrated supply chain, and now you are captured within that supply chain.
I've only got about 20 seconds left, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you're a young guy out there looking for a good opportunity, should you be looking at raising cattle?
Absolutely, you should. There is no better opportunity than at a dying business.
Yeah. Man, I'm with you on that. I am absolutely with you on that. I think there's some great opportunities. Chris, man, I always enjoy these conversations. Thank you for making time for us.
Yes, sir. Right. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company. Great conversation on this 4th of July. Coming up next, we've got a conversation with Oklahoma cattlemen, Clay Bertram, right here on AgriTalk.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936, 800-409-1936, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this 4th of July. Hope you guys are having a great day out there. We are going to have a conversation with Oklahoma cattleman Clay Bertram from Farm Data Services down there. Clay, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Doing well, Chip. Just been working cows and working ground. Lots of moisture in Oklahoma right now.
I was going to say, good grief, Clay. Did you catch some of those rains that went through Oklahoma? I mean, nice to get spring rains for once, isn't it?
When you get 2/3 of your annual rainfall in 60 days, it's kind of hard to complain. Every tank's full. Every creek is running. Wheat harvest is pretty slowed down along with planting, but for what we've been through in the last 3 to 4 years, it's hard to complain right now.
Yeah, yeah. How's the grass look?
About knee high. Worked cattle this week, wrapping up spring working. You know, calves are 100 pounds heavier than they've been in the past. It's just, it's really a good problem to have right now.
Yep, yep. How about the heifers? Is there any heifers getting kept back to expand that beef herd yet?
There is on my ranch. We're keeping the replacements. You know, we got to maintain the herd, so you know you're going to have cull cows. So we're keeping those heifers to keep the cow herd at the inventory. But as far as expanding, not a lot of that going around here. But as far as maintaining, there's a lot of guys keeping some heifers just to keep that herd to maintain those numbers. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And that's a change. What's been going on is let's get one more calf. But if we get back to culling some cows, it might make it a little easier to keep the trim supply up in the industry. Okay, let's talk risk management here, Clay. I love the fact that you reach out to me and let me know that there's some changes for the LRP products this year. What's going on?
Well, here we are. July 1, it's already here. We're halfway through the year. July 1 starts the new crop year for LRP. July 1, 2025 starts what we call the 2026 crop year. So we're rolling into some new changes. If you wanted to make a change of agent, you should have done that by by July 1, and we were on lots of radios and pushed advertising everywhere to inform producers if you wanted to make that change. Now, if you've never done an LRP, you can still sign up and do those throughout the year. None of those changes were there, but there's some nuances this year that that they put into effect that take place July 1. One of those being unborn calves. We've had unborn calves in the past, but now you can insure unborn calves that you're going to sell within about a two-week period. Those would be dairy, and those would also be beef on dairy or beef calves. So that's a new change for guys that want to sell those. Then also, dairy producers, we have a 13-week cull cow program where you're going to sell those dry cows. We can insure those based on those. Now, this is a pilot program for dairy producers. Get ready for 2027. We may be talking a year from now to have this same type of program for beef cattle producers. They've been asking. We've been listening. We've been pushing it. So we're going to try it on the dairy programs and see what we have. The other thing that guys have been asking for, we all know these video sales have been ramping up. And we know that guys buy cattle in July, don't take delivery until October, November. They now have a way that we can insure those calves. So again, buy in July on the video, don't take possession. In the past, we could not insure those cattle on LRP until you took possession of those cattle. Now, you have a forward contract from whatever video auction you work with. Now your crop insurance agent that is versed in LRP can get you a contract on those video cattle.
Clay, that last one, the contract on the video cattle, that with what's going on in the market right now, we're backing off the highs. We just opened up the border to slowly restart those imports of cattle from Mexico. That seems like a really, really important contract that's available to producers right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just key with everything we have going on with the border, with screwworm. You know, I mean, we don't know what these cattle are going to cost much in July, much less in October or November. This is just a new risk management strategy where you can work with your agent to insure those cattle. I mean, July to October, gosh, that's 100 days to know, to stay open on those cattle. So work with your agent. Yeah. To figure out, you know, how you can do it. And then one of the other big things that they've done, they pushed that billing back. One of the problems that we had was at the end of the month, you might have a claim, your billing gets crossed up with your payment period. So we pushed that billing to the second month. So an example is if you ended right at the end of June, they would send you your bill over the 1st of July. Now if you ended in June, we're not going to send you a bill until August. So we pushed that billing to the second month after your expiration date. And then one other thing, there's some drought implications, heat indexes and stuff. But, you know, those are the big, big changes that we have. And then there's some language things that work. But, you know, you really want to work with an agent that understands the LRP, you know, not just somebody that can sell it to you. You want to know somebody that can walk you through all the changes and follow that process through the claims and everything else, because it's not just about selling it, Chip.
Boy, you got that right. And it seems to me, like RMA is doing everything that they can to make it difficult to not use LRP. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, they're not just trying to, you know, there's changes, and you just really got to know your stuff. You know, I mean, I'm a cattle producer. I'm an insurance agent. I walk it, talk it, sell it, breed it. So we did it. I mean, I paid my premium this year, but I also sold my cattle for an all-time record high. It's like driving your car down the road. You don't anticipate to have a wreck. You want to pay that premium. This is the same kind of concept in the cattle market. We don't want to wreck in that market. If you don't pay your premium, you sold your cattle for a higher price that absorbed that premium, and then you're continuing to keep yourself bankable, to keep yourself operating for that next year.
Yep, fantastic. Clay, I'm really glad you reached out to us. Those are some important changes. Stay in touch. Let's continue the conversation, all right?
You bet. Great to have you, Chip. Good to talk to you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Clay. Clay Bertram, Farm Data Services. All right. Thank you so much for listening on this 4th of July. Come on back. Monday morning. You know what we got going on. Machinery Pete here on Agri-Talk.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Tanya Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have four times the Oxy cleaning power and three times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge has temporarily stopped the deportation of eight non-citizens to South Sudan. This just hours after the Supreme Court said the Trump administration was not bound by a lower court order to keep them at a military facility in